There are a lot of games out there, a lot of apps out there, but there's only one Best Fiends. If you're like me, you're tired of the same old apps on your phone. You need to play this hit puzzle game, Best Fiends. There's an infinite amount of challenging puzzles and thousands of levels to play, so you will never get bored. Trust me, once you start, you'll be playing every chance you get. Morgan number two likes to play it before the show starts. Download Best Fiends for free at the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. I do believe you'll be like the others and tweet me and go, I'm playing it.
All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
All right, we just finished the show on Monday. Lunchbox starts the show but then leaves the show because we think that he's taking his baby home today. We think. We do not know as of recording of this message right now.
So amazing.
We think, but we do not know. Yeah. I'm getting all these texts right now. I don't know why they put out as the headline that... So what happened was I signed a new deal, and the big news is that I signed a new contract that I'm here for because my deal was running up. It was up, and it was kind of crazy to be courted by everybody.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be. Like, I enjoy where I am, but we've negotiated over the past 10 months or so. It's taken that long to finish it. These deals take forever. And so, but they put out as a headline that I'm now vice president in the company. Gotta be honest with you. Don't know what that means that much.
Sounds cool.
I think it just means I have like real, like I have in written in words the authority that I have now. Not just on the show.
The authority that you've had?
No. I've had...
He now has.
I've had influence.
Okay,
before.
Yeah. Oh, but now you got the badge.
But now, kind of. But to me, that's not even the biggest thing. Like, a couple of things that's happening. I think I mentioned this later on is... Like the show I do for my house, the Bobbycast. It's going to be run on over 100 radio stations.
And that was your decision?
It wasn't my decision. It was one of the things that I was in. But, you know, there are like 73 things that I have in this contract.
Yeah. That and a parking spot.
Right, which they giggled at when I said, I demand it.
They didn't fight back on that one?
I think I'm going to steal Morgan number one's parking spot when
good.
It comes to that. Because that's the one you can back out of pretty easy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a good place for a sign there.
Yeah, and you're right next to me, so it's perfect.
You just paint that whole wall.
Just a big mural in my
yeah.
head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway,
face.
Yeah, that's the deal.
I have a question about that though.
What's up? I just don't know why they put the VP up there as the lead of the whole story. Because now everyone's texting me, "Hey, congrats on the VP," and I'm like, they don't even.
Well, that's part of my question.
Go ahead.
Like, so you always talk about like, man, the man. Like, you're the man now, dude. Like,
I'm fighting the other man.
Okay, so now you're
the little
one
man's finally got a person at the table. Now
that was my question.
Now I'm representing all. That's why I'm gonna be president one day.
Yes,
I'm representing all the little people.
It all starts here.
Yeah. So I did think about that.
Okay.
But now, you know, one of us is finally up here.
Are you now a suit?
A what?
A suit.
A suit.
No.
I thought you said soup.
God, no.
Okay.
I'm more of a soup than a suit.
Like a clam chowder?
Know. Listen, like I said, I don't know why that was the headline of this billboard story that I'm a VP. Because I think that's something. I think that there's something to it.
Yeah.
I think there are only like seven of them.
That's crazy, dude. That's big news.
That's all I need to do is have more work.
Yeah. I know that's when you say the 17 things, like that is all more work. Like VP, that screams responsibility.
I'm launching a bunch of new shows. There's some music thing, like in the count. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. There's just a lot of things. So
it's pretty cool.
Yeah. There you go. So I'll be here for.
Yeah. How many more years?
Well, it says five.
Oh, okay.
Who knows what really happened?
I scared my wife this morning because she texted me. She's like, "Oh my gosh, what's he talking about? VP, is the show ending?" I'm like, "Yeah, it's done."
Why would you do that to your wife? That's like your livelihood.
I know. I scared her for like 5 minutes. I'm like, "Just kidding."
What would you do?
You mean if the show is over? Guess I'd work on the taco truck. Full time, man.
I'm just
what taco truck?
Yes, I'm. You think I'm joking when I want to make tacos for the rest of my life.
Okay, but you can do that right now.
And I don't have time for that.
Yes, you do.
No.
You have plenty of time.
I don't. Bones, do you know what it's like to be a dad of two little ones?
You have plenty of time.
You say that, but you don't
you're
know.
You're playing golf every day on Instagram.
That's 3 hours. I don't have like 10 hours to make tacos.
You're not doing a taco. I have, whatever, Eddie.
You have what?
There are excuses for anything
all the time. You have plans to do tacos too? Shall
Which
we partner
the problem
up?
Is tacos are super popular in the morning and you work in the morning and...
Yes, breakfast tacos is a
but
real
you,
thing.
You don't have to make all the tacos. You can have you're like Lunchbox. You say things, but you don't follow through.
I'm working on it, but I don't have people.
This
like
is
I don't have money.
The first time I ever heard you wanted
yes,
a taco
me
truck.
Either.
Well, what do you want to just tell everyone my good ideas first? No.
You invented the taco truck.
Well, the one here.
But you're not going to do it.
Easy. You said, what would I do?
By the time you finally do it, it'd be the taco hoverboard.
This is the mecca, taco mecca of the world.
What's wrong with you?
The taco hoverboard.
Yeah, we'll be that far in the future.
It's not a bad idea.
Everybody with all their ideas.
But you asked me, and I'm telling you what I would do.
Yeah, you did. To be fair, you did ask me what he
would
do.
Why I'm
he wouldn't
slammed.
Quit and just go work on a taco truck.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't quit if the show was over.
Right. You wouldn't just go start a taco truck. You just said you don't have money. You'd have even less money if you lost your job on the show.
Well, no. Well, then find investors.
See what I'm saying, Amy?
I see exactly what you're saying, Bobby.
Thank you, Amy.
What am I saying?
Well, maybe realistically, what would you do?
Yes, realistically, not in some utopia, taco utopia.
I mean, okay, realistically.
Because I mean,
right?
I'd travel the world, be free.
No, I'm talking about working, Amy. I'm not talking about like eating tacos everywhere, making them.
Okay.
You still wouldn't do that. But anyway, what would you really do?
I'll probably go down the contact list and just start calling everyone. Hey, remember me? Eddie.
To do what, though?
I don't know, man. I feel like, honestly, I feel like I could do anything. Like, I feel like I could learn how to do whatever. So, right off the bat, I would probably just start.
Like anything?
Anything.
Okay. Not anything, but.
I do. I feel a confident.
What about a taco truck?
See, I can make the best tacos in the world.
Hey, what would you do, Amy?
I would probably work, like, being that my husband still has a job and everything and we could do this, I would try to do what we do in Haiti, but devote more of my time to it. Like, we support the orphanage. My husband and I are very involved down there. He honestly puts more time into it now than I do. And I would take some of that from him and try to figure out different ways we can be involved down there. And I would travel down there more. Like, now that we have the kids, there's been a couple months we're trying to get down there to go check on some things. And like, neither of us can go. We can't take the kids. So
you're not going to make money. You're just going to go work.
Well, there's things, I mean, free. Right. Right now, it would be from a nonprofit angle, but there's ways, if it was my full-time job, that
sure,
I
taco
could be
truck over there.
Compensated for it, my time, if I needed to be. I just said as long as my husband had a job and I could do it, that's where my passion lies. So I feel like I would actually pour into it. Like, I would want to do something that I was passionate about.
I think everybody does.
Yeah. Well, that's what I would do. Why
I'm passionate about
tacos.
Are you
taco trucking me, Bobby?
I know. I don't care.
What would you do?
Nothing. I just go to sleep.
What would you do?
What?
What would you do if
sleep.
It was all over?
Just go to sleep.
That's it?
Just go to sleep. Who cares?
Man. That'd be nice. I'd love to go to sleep.
Who cares? Okay. I'm a little tired, so I'm going to wrap this up. I woke up at like 2 this morning, 1:45.
Why would you do that?
Well, here's why. I'm going to tell you why.
Why? Okay.
Because over the past 3 weeks, I've been working on the road a lot. My body clock gets off. And not like shows, a comedy shows, but I've been in Minneapolis speaking at a radio convention, Philadelphia speaking at a podcasting convention, then going to do shows and coming back and doing this show. So my body clock is so off, I just wake up random hours and I'm like, well, this sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well get up.
Different time zones too.
Yeah.
That'll mess you up.
You go to California, then you go to New York. I'm not even complaining. It's just a complaining tone.
No, but, well, you're talking about life.
Not
waking up at 2 in the morning.
Just displaining.
Yeah. Yeah, so that. Anything else, Sam, you want to say?
No, I just hope everyone has a great day, including us.
We gave Eddie a lot of hard time about the taco truck, but he's lying.
I'm not lying.
If he lost his job, he would not go start a taco truck.
Why would you think I'm lying?
Because
the day I
want to tell you why.
I start my taco truck, I'm going to send you a letter that I was lying.
I want to tell you why I thought you were lying.
He's going to name a taco after you.
Here's why Eddie's lying. The factual presentation. Because I asked him why he's not doing it right now. He said, well, because I don't have the money. But all of a sudden he has the money when he loses his job?
No, I would find a way to do it because I have no choice. At that point, when I don't have a job, I have no choice.
So you're going to spend more money because you don't have a choice?
Well, spend more money to make more money, Bones.
Okay.
Business 101.
Yeah. Gotta spend money to make money.
You just said
money.
You don't have money.
My goodness. I have a great job right now. I have a thing going on in my life. I have family, you guys. This is good.
I'm not arguing
If this
that.
Was all gone, Bones, guess what? The fire gets lit. The taco truck starts now.
That's all it takes, isn't it?
Yes.
Even Ray's laughing at how ridiculous your logic is.
Y'all never tried my tacos.
Okay.
You've tried my tacos,
all I know is I saw him make a taco the other day on Instagram, and he cooked bacon, put the bacon to the side, got the bacon grease.
I'm not saying you can't cook a taco. I'm just saying business here.
No, I mean, like, you might die if you eat. Then he put the eggs in the bacon grease, cooked it.
Why are you writing a bad review before my taco truck's even started?
No, I mean, I'm sure it tastes fantastic, but the caloric value of your tacos and cholesterol.
Well, no one's coming to my taco truck to lose weight.
Okay. Well, I know, but you got to have an extra edge about yourself.
This taco truck, by the way, Eduardo's Taco Truck.
Yes, yes, yes. What do you think? There will be plenty of options, Bones.
Do you need, like, do you just need money to get it going? I just signed a new deal.
Yeah. Do you want to invest?
Yeah.
One of his 76 things happened to be a taco truck.
Really? It's in the contract. Eddie's Taco Truck must get started.
You have to fund Eddie's Taco Truck if he ever comes to the table with that idea.
Dude, honestly, I'm not lying. This is a dream of mine.
Okay, well, my dream is to go to Mars.
No, it's not. You're lying, Bones. You're lying right now.
Okay. You could have just said, I'll go do news somewhere else.
No, but I would not. That would be the
you
last.
You wouldn't? You don't want to go back?
That would be the last thing on my list.
If you lost your job,
why would I go backwards?
So you wouldn't do anything related to what you're doing now? I mean, I get it. Mine's not related to this at all. But, you would go straight tacos.
That would be my drive.
But you would lose a bunch of money.
That would be my drive, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you know how much you'd have to
lots.
Sell each taco for? Anything?
He doesn't know anything. He's just saying words at this point. That's why I'm trying to get him to admit.
What do you mean? Do you want me to just put the price of the taco out right
now? Oh, you don't want to give away anything. I get it.
All right. This has been the most ridiculous, dumb conversation. Hope people fast forward
Thank
to this.
Thank you. The future of my life.
Yeah. Eddie's maybe never
somebody,
opening a taco
somebody
truck.
Somebody listening right now has been looking for that sign to open their taco truck, and we just gave it to them.
All right. Thank you, Eddie.
You're welcome.
Good luck with your life.
You're welcome.
Bobby Bones.
Hold on.
I got every way we go. And no way.
We're all tired.
And no way.
I'm always more tired on Monday than I am on Thursday.
Oh, I didn't sleep last night.
Like, for some reason.
Well, because you work on the weekends, Bones.
Mondays, I come in just like, but like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'm ready to roll, man. Yeah. It should be the opposite way.
It should be.
That's how you are.
Yes. I'm ready to roll. It's Monday.
All right. Okay, we're done. Goodbye and away. By that taco truck.
I'm going to do it.
How much the truck cost?
Oh, it's so expensive.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know anything.
Those trucks are so expensive, and you know that I can't even park it at my house.
Why don't you do like a taco Jeep and just sell it out of your
Jeep? Do like a taco canoe.
You guys are being ridiculous right now.
No, we're trying to be innovative.
All right.
Tacos on the lake? That's not a bad idea, Bones. Taco canoe on the lake. I just go up to party boats.
Yeah.
You guys hungry? And I got my music going on.
You can have like a Yeti with like your hot tacos and your Yeti.
Yes, of
Yeti
course.
Could be a sponsor.
Rivers Cuomo from Weezer has like a little boat he takes out in the crowd during the show. And he goes to the back of the crowd and sings from his little island.
Oh, that's cool. Island in the Sun?
Just acoustically. So he plays that and he plays Aha, Take On Me. And just plays to the very, very back, in the back.
That's a
it's
good
really
idea.
Cool. Yeah, it's really cool. All right, here we go. And away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Well, here we are. I have so many things to talk about today. Like, I come in and I just have pages and pages and notes, and I have to pick them based on when I think people want to hear things. I've got a whole list. By the way, let me say to the studio, good morning, studio.
Morning.
Where do I start today? How about, this is a segment I wasn't going to go with, and we're not going to get into it in depth, but Eddie wanted to do a whole segment of us congratulating ourselves on something so he could brag about the fact that he let his 10-year-old ride off on his bike by himself.
How about that?
Okay, here's the thing. Eddie has a 10-year-old, and he let him ride his bike away from the house.
Ooh.
Like, how far away from the house?
The whole neighborhood.
It's such a helicopter.
Like, how far is it? You realize I rode my bike to school. It was like a mile and a half, 2 miles when I was 7 years old.
Yeah.
Also,
I lived the same kind of life.
As did I. Eddie, you realize I had two jobs.
You guys
had to support my kids when I was 10.
Guys, that wasn't 2018. It's a different world right now.
It's not.
It's really the same
not.
World. We just
it's
know
a better
more.
World.
Yeah, it's just you got more media to cover, 24-hour media cycle to cover it
it's
for
not
you.
Like people have suddenly gotten more awful.
Yeah, actually, there's more cameras that your kid will be safer.
Crime rates are down too, Eddie. So, yeah, well, put that in your pipe and smoke it.
But how about congratulations, this, Eddie. Props.
No. Here's the thing is that Eddie goes, I want to do this segment where we all congratulate ourselves on something because I like to congratulate myself on this.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
It's called the you'd be proud of me because of this.
I actually am proud of you for doing it.
Thank you.
Let me say this. Amy has a son who is 7 years old, only lived in America for 6 months. That kid rides his bike off. Yeah. Eddie, he's only been here 6 months. He's basically a 6 months old American.
Amy, do you give him a walkie-talkie?
He has a walkie-talkie, but no, he doesn't have it to ride his bike.
My son can't leave the house without the walkie-talkie.
No. I'm like, hey, go ride. I'm on foot. My son will go ride. And I'm like, when you get to a point where you feel like you're a little too far away, turn around, come back, meet me, and then go do it again.
Oof, scary.
Hey, Eddie, he's 7, and he's only lived in America a few months. Amy's kid.
Oh, boy.
Hey, different parenting, man. Different parenting styles. Well,
there's that. I had that on the list. We got that out of the way.
Man, so do we all get to congratulate ourselves?
Yeah,
now?
Go
no.
around the... No.
Oh.
No. I want to talk to Raymundo for a second, who's our audio producer. We start the show. Good morning, Raymundo.
Good morning.
Raymundo now wants to buy a motorcycle because of Sam Hunt. Because Sam Hunt in the Downtown's Dead video rides a motorcycle.
Yeah, exactly. And he's driving through Mexico and everything like that. And it's like a dirt bike. And man, he makes it look awesome. Like, I never really thought about getting a bike. I've always been an SUV car guy, but... You guys see me driving through Nashville, man?
I can see Bay on the back. I mean, I think you should do it.
Raymundo, here's the deal. Like, at one point, I bought Uggs because Tom Brady wore Uggs. I love Tom Brady. When I put the Uggs on, I realized it wasn't the Uggs that made Tom Brady look cool. It was Tom Brady who made Tom Brady look cool.
Wow.
With you looking at Sam Hunt, you just like Sam Hunt. It's not the motorcycle.
No, it kind of is, man. He looks pretty awesome doing it. And I think, like, it's a guy thing. It makes me look more manly. And I live in a city. And why are we confined to these vehicles, man? Be like Sam. Get a bike, dude.
It's a dirt bike. It ain't even a real motorcycle.
Dude, you should see. Have you seen the video? He is tearing it up.
Well, let's cross that off the list. All right. How about that? I think we'll just go ahead and start the show. Thank you. You can turn that razor on the audio now. That's why that song keeps playing.
Yeah, you can tell. Huh?
Amy, you good?
Yeah, I'm great.
Lunchbox, you good?
I'm good.
All right. Bobby
Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things. It's ICU.
Two police officers from the Tukwila Police Department in Washington bought shoes for a little boy they saw playing on the playground in just dirty socks. The two unnamed officers saw the boy... saw that he had no shoes, and then the socks had holes in them, and he had a cut on his foot. And so they said, hey, man, let's clean you up. So they cleaned up his foot, said he didn't have any shoes because his last pair were too small for his feet, and he had grown out of them. So they cleaned him up and then took him and bought him some new socks and a couple pair of new sneakers.
That's so sweet.
It is. So shout out to the police officers making a difference like that. All the differences right there. That's an ICU. And over to Raymundo with the news now.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
In New Orleans, at a strip mall, there was a shooting. 3 people died, 7 were injured. The people that shot into the large crowd are still at large. If you have any information, contact authorities. In California, north of Sacramento, that deadly fire has forced tens of thousands of people to get out of their houses. The good news is the fire is slowing down, and there's more than 150 fire trucks coming to help. And finally, in Wisconsin, an ammonia leak at a food plant sent 15 workers to the hospital. Luckily, everybody is okay now, so that's awesome news.
So we're going to go over to Morgan number 2, who's always watching our Facebook and Twitter pages as a show. And listeners ask a lot of the same questions, so we'd like to answer those. Good morning, Morgan number 2.
Good morning.
So what are people asking? Got a few questions there?
Yeah. So they want to know the update on Ray and if he ended up trying out for a Big Brother.
So Raymundo is our audio editor. He sits in a room and edits audio the whole time. And so he said he wanted to leave the show and go be on Big Brother. Raymundo, what is the update on that?
Yeah, the update's pretty simple. I'm not going to LA to do Big Brother. I'm sticking with the Bobby Bones Show. This is a pretty awesome opportunity. It's really just a pie in the sky. I talked to my family and girlfriend, and they said LA's not really me. Like, Nashville, the Bobby Bones Show, this is me. Yeah! This is where I'm staying.
Wait, it's like he's declaring a college.
Yeah.
But Raymundo, did they actually want you?
They did. They wanted me to come to the audience, and it was like a live audience where I also meet the producers, and I thought maybe there was going to be a twist in the season. They couldn't necessarily tell me that up front, but
they were going to throw you in from the audience?
They do twists and crazy stuff like that all the time. It's Big Brother.
Maybe so. Hey, I'm glad you're staying. What can I say?
Yeah!
I'm glad you're staying. Okay. Okay, Morgan, number 2, what other question do listeners want to know?
What is your latest Netflix obsession?
Well, what I would tell people right now is Netflix has done some really great crime docuseries, and I enjoyed Evil Genius. I believe that was late 90s, early 2000s, where a guy robs a bank with a bomb around his neck, but there's way more to it. That's one. There's The Staircase, which is two, mm-hmm. where a guy's wife falls down the stairs and you watch and see if you think he did it or not. On the staircase, let me say, though, it's really boring the first episode and a half. If you get through that, you will be hooked. So I'd recommend that. And then also Wild Wild Country. And those are all three true stories that happen right here in America, like crime docuseries. That together as a group would be my latest Netflix obsession. Amy, anything from you?
Man, those are pretty good. I did the staircase one. I agree. You kind of have to power through the first couple, and then you're like hooked.
Yeah.
It's not on Netflix, but Handmaid's Tale on Hulu.
Yeah, I need to... I don't know. I was going to say you get a password. I don't want to buy a whole
subscription.
No, I
know. I promised it for you, so as soon as it loads up on iTunes, I'm gifting it to you, but only season one is up there for whatever reason.
I know. Okay, and one more, Morgan, number two.
People want to know about the face shirts, if we're going to do any more of them.
We are. Lunchbox's face will be next to go.
Ooh, that's right. What's up? You need a picture? You want me to get one?
We already have them made.
Looks good.
Oh.
You know, we're not releasing them all at once just because who has a bunch of money to throw at shirts every week? So the Lunchbox face will be next. Amy's face sold out. We only make 500 of them, and then the person gets to pick a charity to go to. But yeah, the Lunchbox shirts, I would say they'll go up before mid-September. So there you go. Anything else, Morgan, number two?
Nope, that's it.
That's it. Keep on Facebooking us and tweeting us and putting on Instagram, at Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones
Show.
It is weird they call me that. You know what they call me, right, Eddie?
Yes, of course. Country music's youngest historian.
Yeah, so there's a pressure on me. And I enjoy country music history. So, on this day in country music, hit it!
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
On this day in 1954, Elvis Presley made his debut in Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah.
Wow.
It was his first ever concert to be advertised. At 19 years old, he performed two songs at the Overton Park Shell. Memphis performed with Sam Phillips, the record producer watching, and his parents watching. He was so nervous, he didn't even notice his shaking legs, which became very famous later. Yeah.
Get out. That's how the legs came upon him? That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Here we go. You know what this is, Lunchbox? Know the song?
Jailhouse Rock.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Amy, do you consider Elvis Presley, in your mind, a country music artist?
I picture him rock and roll.
Yeah?
But, yeah.
I believe somebody fact check this. I believe there are only two people in the country music and rock and roll Hall of Fames. Do you know who they are?
I guess.
Johnny Cash and Elvis. Ooh.
That's it, Aim.
Really?
I believe.
Wow.
I think. Yeah. Fact check that for me so I don't look like a fool.
Yeah.
And but I think that's it. Go ahead.
I feel like they just have major rock and roll vibes, but they're from the South. So.
I think that's a good thing. Yeah. And listen, Elvis did a bunch of gospel stuff. You know, Elvis definitely had country roots. So, yeah. Anybody fact check that or no? Yeah, that's right. Look at that. Look at me. You know what they call me, Eddie?
Yes, of course. Country music's youngest historian.
Thank you. I hope you guys like that segment. You can tweet me and let me know.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Morgan number two filling in for Amy. Luke Bryan made history on Saturday night. He is the first country artist to play Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. Leanne Rimes is set to star in Christmas Eve, her first ever Hallmark movie. She's also going to sing two of the three original songs she wrote for the movie. Jennifer Nettles posted a sneak peek of the song she recorded with Josh Groban. It will be one of the tracks on his new album, Bridges, out on September 21st. I'm Morgan number two, and that's The Skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Sammy Stryker is pretty much the lemonade queen of Saginaw, Michigan. She's 12 years old, and for the past 4 years, 1 week out of every summer, she sells lemonade to raise money for the VA hospital. And this summer, she raised $2,000 and sold over 65 gallons of lemonade just because she wants to help out the community.
Ah, look at that.
That's
good
awesome.
For her. Good for her.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Odessa, Texas. A waiter at a steakhouse has lost his job after he posted a picture of a receipt online and said, look what these people left me. And it said, we don't tip terrorists. And it said, no tip.
No. Was he from the Middle East?
The only problem is he made up the thing so he would get sympathy and get donations.
No. Oh, wow.
Twist. Was this at the Saltgrass restaurant?
Yes, Saltgrass. He made it up thinking he would get sympathy and people would give him more money.
Oh, no. I was blaming the people going, oh, no, not another racist. And then he did that. Fire him.
Oh, yeah, he's fired. He's gone. No more job for him, so.
Oof. Oh, man, that's what a bonehead. What
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Amy, your daughter's 11, right?
Yes.
So you'd have the bra talk?
We did. And it's been, I've tried to drop little hints the past few months here and there. And, you know, even at the store, gone to the little sports bra section for the girl. You know, just try to like, you know, introduce it. And she's like, no. I don't need that. I don't need that. And I'm like, ooh, yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. And then finally, it's just gotten to the point where she has to. Like, she keeps coming downstairs. And sometimes I have to be like, ooh, you might need to wear a different shirt if you're not going to wear a bra. And she just was refusing to wear one. So we had a little girl outing and hung out, just mom and daughter, and had a long talk about it. And finally convinced her that she's now a bra wearer. and she's been doing it. So we had to have that talk. But I'm awkward and I don't want to be awkward. I want to be so open with my kids about everything. But man, she just kept asking me why. And I really couldn't give her a good answer as to why.
Let me say this. If you're mm-hmm. listening to the show and you're new, Amy's daughter moved to America about 6 months ago from Haiti. And so I wonder if maybe a lot of people didn't wear bras at the orphanage.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think in her group of girls that she hung out with, there was maybe, I'm trying to think at the orphanage, there was maybe one or two girls that did, and I don't really know if they ever talked about it. And then the nannies, sometimes, yeah, they were just wearing, like, dresses over there, you know. But I tried to just explain that, you know, it's part of being a woman and growing up, and it's what you got to do. And somehow I've convinced her to do it. And I really was like, man, I should have bought a book or called somebody and asked them to walk me through this instead of just winging it. But I think we got through it.
I wish someone would have had that "you're a woman" talk with me when I was a kid. So
yeah,
I'm glad you're.
My mom never did, and I didn't even at 11. Are you kidding? My daughter's 11, so I didn't need a bra until I was probably 14. So I never had that talk. And in fact, I wish my mom would have sat me down and talked to me and maybe just told me to start wearing one just because, like, get me used to it. Because I still have a major complex, and I've told this story to y'all many times before, but when I was in sixth grade, which, like, every girl wore a bra, but I didn't need one, so I didn't wear one. And someone went to, like, you know how guys would pop girls' bras to be rude or whatever, like, pick on girls? Like, did y'all ever do that?
No, I didn't flirt with girls. Are you kidding me? I got beat up by girls.
I guess it's flirting, really, but also being rude. But a guy went to pop my bra during class, and I didn't have one on.
Oh.
And it was, even Lunchbox is grimacing, because it was so embarrassing. It's almost more embarrassing that I didn't have one on than the fact that the guy wanted to pop my bra.
Well,
So
the first of many awkward conversations with your kids.
Oh, yeah, I know, because you know what happens if they need a bra, then, like,
I don't want to talk about it. I felt uncomfortable writing Amy's daughter's bra on my notes this morning to talk about.
Yeah.
Amy?
Well, I just know so many moms listening.
You're right. And that's why I wanted to talk about it. But just for me, I don't. One at a time, please.
Okay. And that's love if anybody wants to email advice on future conversations, I'll take it. But I definitely need to hit up Google.
Yeah. Don't. Yeah, I'm not. I'm done. Let's go over to Morgan number 2 and see what's happening with 24-year-olds.
What do 24-year-olds care about?
Yeah. Lindsay Lohan landed an MTV reality show that's set in Greece.
Ooh. Huh.
And I'm excited, like, about it.
Her beach house or something?
Yeah, so it's called the Lohan Beach House, and it'll be all about the work staff and after hours, kind of like Bravo's Vanderpump Rules, but in the Mediterranean.
Okay, I have a lot of questions here. So, first of all, Lindsay Lohan to get a reality show is probably 10 years too late. When she was going nutty, that's when you want to see the reality of it. 2, the news was recently talking about how she was demanding her staff wear shoes that match or they get fired. So they're already creating storylines. I can see this here. I didn't know that's what this was for. I was like, why is Lindsay Lohan back in the news? And then I don't know what Vanderpump Rules is. What's that? Raymundo, do you watch that show?
Oh, yeah, it's good.
All these kids, young kids, work at Sir Restaurant. Lisa Vanderpump, she's the owner. It's all just bar life, them living their lives in L.A.
What's the down under, chip down under?
No, that's Below Deck.
Yeah, what's that one?
Below Deck, they're in the Mediterranean. It's a bunch of hardworking people on a ship, and they make that's how they make their money, and they make it all during a summer when everybody wants to go to the Mediterranean.
Yeah. You like that one, Ray?
Oh, I love it. It reminds me just of the show. Like, everything's so crazy, you never know it was that crazy behind the scenes until you actually go into the ship and see where the captain sits, and you're like, wow, it's a lot of pressure.
Do you feel like Raymundo people, when they come into the studio and they see me running around, they go, oh, wow.
You're the captain.
Yeah, you're the captain. I'm like a deckhand, and I know how crazy it is for the captain, and I also respect the deckhand.
I'm the head steward.
Okay.
You're the head stew, yeah.
Is it stew?
Yeah.
Oh, who's, and then there's a chef, and there's normally drama with the chef because he normally thinks he's awesome and tries to date, like, you know, the girl, one of the girls that's working on the ship.
You guys know reality shows aren't real, right? Just
what?
So you know.
No.
No, these okay. are real.
You right. You just are a hater.
Okay. Well, thank you, Morgan number two, for that information about Lindsay Lohan and her new reality show. And that's what 24-year-olds care about. What do 24-year-olds care about? Let's do this. We'll do a Never Gonna Get It here. So, I don't think you're gonna get it. Never Gonna Get It. Here we go. Add up a little bit. On average, people will weigh 5 pounds more if they have one of these. Okay? On average, people will weigh 5 pounds more if they have one of these. Hit it.
Huh. All right, people weigh 5 pounds more if they have one of these. Over to you guys. Amy?
A significant other.
Oh, wow.
Huh.
Eddie, your guess?
Fanny pack.
A fanny pack. All right, let's go over here.
No, are there
no,
snacks?
No winners?
Casey, for their 5 pound weight.
5 pounds worth of snacks.
Casey in Georgia?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. You'll take a shot at this?
Yeah, a kid, if you have a child.
Not a kid. There you go.
I can see that.
Somebody's right. It is actually. You Fanny. Gain 5 pounds if you have a spouse. Yeah,
oh,
Amy.
Look at you.
Yeah.
How you feel about that? How do you feel about that, Casey?
That was my second guess.
Are you married?
Yes, I'm married.
When you got married, did you put on 5?
Yeah.
10?
Definitely.
15?
just cough when you get to the number.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think people put on weight when they get married?
Because you get comfortable. You're like, oh, I'm not looking anymore.
Mm. See, that scares me. I'll be honest with you, Casey. You know I'm single, right?
Yes, I know.
Yeah,
we all know.
Oh, is that right, Casey?
Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding.
You're going to be a little smart with me this morning, huh?
No, I'm actually, like, very grateful for you. Oh, I really am.
That's nice of you. Well, I'm glad you could pick at me, because that means we like each other. I'm single, but that does scare me a bit, that people get comfortable, and then all of a sudden they're putting on 10, 15, 20 pounds.
But there's also instances where that doesn't happen.
But they...
It's pretty rare.
That means you tricked me into it. Like, you were your best. You gave me your resume... And then you didn't...
Or you keep each other motivated, yeah. Which I feel like you're a motivator. Like, you'll be like, wake up, it's time to go exercise. Gotta hit the gym.
Put that pizza down.
We're not eating that today.
Oh, yeah, that's funny, Casey. You laughing over there, huh?
It wasn't as bad until, like, it got worse when the kid... Like, it's harder when you have kids.
So, it's like, a double whammy. Getting married and having kids, it's like...
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, well, Casey, you did not win, but... what are you doing this morning? Anything cool?
It is my first day back to work at a job you helped me get.
Wait, how did I help you get a job?
I called into the show about a year ago, and we listened to White Stripes. You told me to ask a lot of questions, and I did.
Oh.
And I got the job, and it's my fourth year teaching, my first year here, my second year here, but I love it here. Like, I'm so glad I came here.
Wow.
I love teaching. I teach special education, and it's...
For this. You know, after we hung up, I didn't get your information because I was supposed to get 10% of that paycheck because you're agent.
Well, I mean, you're not going to get much. I'm a teacher, Bob.
Hey,
you make way more than I do.
Well, hey, whatever. It's still something, right? 10% of something is more.
Sure.
Well, listen, congratulations. Hey, how about I send you a book? Hold on. Hey, do I have any books in there? Or are we out? We have a book. Hey, can I send you a book, Casey, and sign it?
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, cool. And just send me the money back for the book, and then we'll be square. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Hey, hold on the phone. Okay, congratulations, though. That's really cool. I'm glad that, you know, we could be a part of your new job, kind of.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
Getting confidence.
All right, good luck today. Hold on, I'm going to get you information. Thank you, Casey, for listening.
Okay,
and sorry
you
didn't win, but I guess you didn't win something. There she is. Hey, you know what's happening Wednesday night for me?
No.
I'm playing the Grand Ole Opry, which I think it'll be my 7th or 8th time.
Golly.
I know,
many?
Right? Yeah.
That's crazy.
And so that's not even, well, I mean, that is the crazy part because that's, you know, the most cherished thing in country music. Well, yeah. And I do stand-up comedy and I'll do a little music. But I'm going to the Grand Ole Opry and Ray Stevens is playing the same night, who I just idolized as a kid.
Yeah! The day the squirrel went berserk in the First South Baptist Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula.
So you don't even know Ray Stevens?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know that you've played him for me before.
I mean, I'm telling you, if you grew up in the South and you listen to comedy music, country comedy, Ray Stevens was King Ding-a-ling.
You got the streak up there?
And he ain't wearing no clothes.
Oh, yes, they call him the streak.
Woo!
Look at that.
So he's playing the Opry the same night.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Look at that. He doesn't know who I am, but...
He will.
My friends would all think that was super cool. Yeah. We used to go, going to church, we'd listen to Ray Stevens all the time, and I had all the tapes. Hey, Morgan, number two, a tape is this square thing. I know you're 24, and you take this thing and you put it in a holder, and you shut it, and you push play. It's cool.
There's an A side and a B side.
Yeah, you flip it.
And you have to eject.
Did you ever have tapes, Morgan, number two?
When I was really young.
Yeah, how old?
Like 4 or 5.
Oh, come on. What do 24-year-olds care about? Not tapes. Thank you.
There we go. What do 24-year-olds care about? Yeah. There you go.
Morgan, number two, you good this morning?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm hanging out. What'd you do this weekend? Anything cool?
Nope. Watched a lot of Netflix. I'm binging Gilmore Girls.
The new version or the old?
I didn't know there was a new and old.
Well, didn't they come back? Well,
so, yeah.
They
which
came
one
back
are you
as
watching?
Older people.
The original one.
Okay.
The one with Lauren Graham. And
they're all original. They just came back later.
Yeah, they came back older.
The original one. I've never seen it at all. So I'm watching it from the very beginning.
Oh, okay.
I finally got Netflix on my television last night. It's pretty exciting.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Forever, I would just watch it on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever provider I have, you just push the button and go, give me Netflix, and it shows up on your screen. Because I have one of those remotes you can talk to.
That's awesome.
Dude, I talk to everything. I talk to my phone. I talk to Alexa. I talk to my remote.
So how are you lonely?
Got
all these friends to talk to all day.
They don't talk back is the problem. I'm just always talking
kind of friends,
to them.
Though,
it's like doing this radio show, but at home with all my devices. And so I say, and it comes up on the screen. And I log into Netflix. And have all the choices on my television, like all the new shows I can now watch on my TV. And so I watched like 5 episodes of The Office last night.
Yeah. It's just bigger.
The exact opposite. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a bigger The Office.
Oh, I know. Trust me. Where were we? Oh, at a hotel because our kids have Netflix on TV. So when we get to the hotel, they're like, why doesn't this TV, where's the Netflix button on the remote? Why doesn't this TV have Netflix? And then they're like hanging their head low. I'm like, what's wrong? They're like, this TV doesn't have Netflix.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, life is so hard right now. Let's go outside and play.
I saw a teen broke into a home in California. And then right after he got in, he woke up the couple to say, hey, what's your Wi-Fi password?
Oh,
because he wanted to get on. Yeah. The homeowner told police that he got out of bed and shoved the 17-year-old suspect down the hallway and out the front door, then called 911. The couple, I believe they were elderly. They had been asleep in their bedroom when they were awakened by the unknown suspect going, hey, what's that Wi-Fi password?
I mean, what is wrong with
he's the neighbor. Well, I would love to do that.
I mean, sometimes you just got to get that Wi-Fi.
Right.
You know?
Funny, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, so Lunchbox went home. He may get to take his baby home today.
That's awesome.
So that's what we know. We know no more, we know no less.
Yeah.
I guess like classified files around here with this information. So, yeah, Lunchbox thinks he will get to take his baby home this morning.
Awesome.
That's all I know, just passing it along. I like that show Game of Thrones, and they have castles. The castle that's known as River Run, one of the biggest, you can buy it for $660,000, and the video shows the entire castle, but you're only purchasing part of the castle. What about that? Oh. You get there, and you're right. Oh. I'm here to buy the castle, please.
So, well, you get one quarter.
Right.
Yeah, I saw the listing there on Orbitz or what? Zillow?
Yeah, Zillow.
Yeah. I saw the Zillow listing for the castle. Yeah, you only buy a little part of it. I also saw a thing about Meghan Markle. You know, she's in the old royal family now. And she can't go to sleep until the queen goes to bed.
I saw that too, and I was like, what?
According to one of the queen's private secretaries, it's considered bad form to retire for the night in the palace before the queen. Because it talks about in the past how Princess Diana hated that role.
Yeah, it's awful. Sounds awful.
So Meghan Markle can't go to bed until... Good thing the queen's like 100.
Yeah. I was going
to
say
that. I know, but she may be a night owl. What if...
Princess Diana, she had it rough because she was younger, probably stayed up late.
Who?
The queen probably stayed up late because she was younger then.
No.
Markle, now you're right. She's 90. What, does she go to bed at 6?
No. Well, hopefully.
Stop it. How much time do you spend with your significant other?
That depends on the week.
Experts say you should spend 50% of your free time and 50% of your free energy devoted to your relationship to keep it healthy.
Yeah, I could see how 50% that would be important, but especially when you add kids into the mix, you got to make time for that for sure.
Do you guys do date nights?
We need to be better about it.
No?
We do a lot of family nights now, which I think is equally as important, but you have to find that balance.
It equates to about 2 to 3 hours per day. Any less, you're just two independent people hanging out or spending time with the kids.
Yeah, I see that happening.
Are you starting to tear away from your husband? You guys falling apart?
No, we do a lot of like kid time together, especially if we're both like been traveling or doing whatever. When we come back together, it's like, what can we do with the kids together? And then you're kind of like, oh, we just hung out with the kids for 3 hours.
Just a couple buddies hanging out with the kids. Hey, Sammy in Virginia, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good. I was talking about the Mission Impossible movie. Did you like that one?
I surprisingly did. I'm not much of a fan of Tom Cruise, but I was on my seat most of the movie.
I saw a couple friends tweeting about it last night saying how good it was. Those Mission Impossibles are always good. And Tom Cruise is kind of a nutcase, but for some reason, he is so good in these action movies, you forget just how nutty he is. Right, Sammy?
Yeah.
Like, all that nutty stuff goes away whenever he's jumping motorcycles over cliffs.
I know, and then you bring it up, and I'm like, ooh, yeah. Katie Holmes, Scientology, all that crazy stuff.
But you liked it, huh, Sammy?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that call. Thank you. Hey, Deborah, Maryland.
Yeah, hi. Good morning.
What's happening with you?
Just head to work.
Yeah? Did you watch that movie?
I did. I went with my husband and my son.
What'd you think about it?
I thought it was awesome. I think it was my favorite one that I've seen yet, so.
It's tough to get me in a movie theater, though, man. I'm going to be honest with you.
I know, but they're convincing me we need to do it.
I know. I believe my people when they tell me it's good. But that movie theater is so gross. The chairs are like all candy and people have been farting in them. And they're like that puffy chair. Mm-hmm. So you know the farts are stuck in those chairs.
They don't clean those chairs?
No. What do they do with those?
It needs to be like an airline so it's a leather seat so you can wipe it down.
Yeah. They do.
They really should. You're right.
There's just so much gross stuff that falls
Bobby
in
would take
chairs.
His own wipes and be like, yes. Don't mind me.
Hey, Deborah, everything good with you this morning for real?
Yeah, everything's great.
Yeah, where do you live? Where do you live in Maryland?
Annapolis, right near the Naval Academy.
Oh, yes. Used to summer
it's
there.
It's beautiful here.
Really?
No, I never summer there. I wish. Hey, hey, thank you for calling. Appreciate you.
How are you? Appreciate you.
See you later. There you go. What's up?
She laughed at that one. She liked it.
I think our listeners are starting to realize that I've never actually summered anywhere in my entire life.
About time.
It's only a thing from, I think I used to watch that... What was that Rich Kids show back in the day?
90210?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
The Hills?
Before that, Carlton was the kid on it.
Fresh Prince?
No, before that, Carlton was the young kid on
Don't know.
Carlton?
Yeah, and the little kid, blonde kid had the money.
Different Strokes.
No, never mind. No.
Okay, so on that show, did they used to say, I used to summer there or something?
Yeah, that's what rich people say. Oh, where do you summer, Buffy?
Okay, got it.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
No. Bobby Bones.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Seconds Skinny.
All right, over to Morgan number 2, who is still holding it down. Morgan number 2.
Scotty McCreery took fans inside his wedding day to Gabby for his music video, This Is It.
This is it. This is
so what's the entire video, wedding footage?
Yeah, literally just their whole wedding day, kisses and all.
I bet you a little bit Scotty McCreery's like, dang it, Dan and Shay, because they just put theirs out like 2 weeks ago. It was all their wedding from Speechless. Listen,
I'm speechless.
Neither one of them did it.
I'm sure the concept has been in their heads for a long time. Yeah.
But there you go. Can people see this at BobbyBones.com?
For sure.
All right.
This is it.
All right, what else?
Luke Bryan made history on Saturday night. He is the first ever country artist to play Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles.
I was watching Jana Kramer's Insta stories, and she was there. You know, she lives in L.A.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, they were watching Luke. All right, what else?
Jennifer Nettles posted a sneak peek of the song she recorded with Josh Groban. It's going to be on one of his tracks on his new album, Bridges, out September 21st.
Yeah, Jennifer Nettles from Sugarland. There you go. There you go. Thank you. Is that it, Morgan number two?
Yep, I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny. Bobby Bone,
come on. You know the In My Feelings challenge?
Yeah.
Familiar with that?
Mm-hmm.
You know Drake's song? Yeah,
Kiki. Oh, okay. Are you riding?
So it's a dance, but people are jumping out of cars doing the dance. Who was the first person that did this jumping out of the car?
The football player. I talked about it.
Yeah, that's I remember
pile.
That.
Now I can't remember which football player it was, but
the Giants or something?
Odell.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Maybe him.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So Drake's popularity has caused an untold number of injuries from people trying to do this dance but jumping out of cars.
Yeah.
So the government agency's like, stop. Stop doing it. The National Transportation Safety Board tweeted, "We're sharing concerns about the In My Feelings challenge while driving."
And here's the deal. If you want to do it while driving, get out of a car that's going 1 mile an hour.
No, don't even do that.
What are you talking about?
Don't jump out.
Stop the car.
No. Yeah, I've watched the videos. They're good.
Yeah. And
have you seen the one where there's someone driving along like a ranch and there's like a cow in the pasture and they open up the door and the cow's just walking along and they start filming it and they're playing this song? It might be the best one.
Yeah.
And the cow doesn't even know he's doing it, obviously.
Little real me, I swear you gotta feel me before they try and kill me. They gotta make some choices. They run it out of
Anything jumping out of a car, moving car.
You gotta be going slow.
Back in the day, it was Teen Wolf.
That's right.
Riding on top of the van. Yeah. Styles. Yeah.
Are you riding?
You know what the thing for me is too, driving is that texting and driving is so bad. And again, I know people say it, but I'm gonna tell you this. That if you hit someone while you're texting and driving, you will forever your whole life go, what was I thinking?
Yeah, like wasn't worth it. So dumb.
It's just not worth it. And we go out and we were doing a bunch of shows and the people that drive us around will get on their phone. I'm just like, no texting and driving. Don't even look at your phone.
Someone was, you mean driving you around, huh? Like an Uber?
No. Like whenever, like Mike D and I flew in from, where were we this last week? Philadelphia. Philadelphia. We landed in Cheyenne, and like our tour manager was like on the phone.
Oh, gotcha.
And I was like, whoa, we can't do that. There's no texting and driving. It's such a bad thing, and everybody's doing it. For me, I haven't stopped completely, but if someone calls, I'll look at my phone to see who's calling. I shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Our car should just shut off any signal from cell phone, unless it's a Bluetooth. And I know, okay, Papaw, but Siri.
No, it's a major distraction.
You're just not even paying attention to what's in front of you.
That you think is innocent.
Yep.
But
when you hit someone, you'll go, what was I thinking about?
The consequences are
too much. I can't believe I was even doing that. It wasn't worth it. So, I mean, I'd rather you jump out of a car doing this than text and drive.
Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me.
Oh, it's Bobby Bones Show.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This guy's playing cricket out on a field back in 1966, and he loses his wedding ring. He went back and looked for it, couldn't find it in the field. 52 years later, just recently, a woman finds the ring in the field. And it's like, does anyone know this is? She puts it up on Facebook, and the dude's brother says, yeah, that's my brother's ring, and connects him back.
Wow.
So now the 73-year-old man has been reunited with his wedding band more than 50 years later.
That's crazy. That's
it's
a long
crazy
time.
They couldn't find it, and then someone just randomly found it.
And then his brother's like, whoa.
Yeah, there you go.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, what's happening, guys? You know, you get on your phone, you're always tinking around trying to find stuff to do. There's a lot of games, a lot of apps out there, but I'll say this, there's only one Best Fiends. And if you're like me, yeah, tired of the same old apps on your phone. And let me recommend to you the puzzle game Best Fiends. There's a ton, they've been saying infinite amount of challenging puzzles, thousands of levels to play, and tons of characters to collect. It's the perfect game to play whenever you want. You can play with family, friends, by yourself. Either way, you won't get bored. And you won't be using your thumb, going, there's nothing to do on my phone. The best part, you can even play without internet connection, so you can play literally anytime, anywhere. Morgan number two plays it before the show starts. I catch myself playing Best Fiends just all the time, sitting somewhere, play some Best Fiends. Give it a try, and you can tell me where you catch yourself playing Best Fiends. Download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends, and you can be part of the club.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
Woo!
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Over to Amy with the corny.
The morning corny.
What do you call two dudes hanging from a window?
What do you call two dudes hanging from a window?
Kurt and Rod.
Kurt and Rod. Kurt and Rod. There you go. Right.
Yeah, you gotta kind of sound fast.
Amy's wearing my George Strait t-shirt today.
Also known as mine.
Yeah, but I bought it, and then I wore it.
But then you gifted it to me, right?
No, you could borrow it.
Oh,
but it's kind of weird that it fits you pretty good.
I love it.
I put on a little weight since the skinny days.
Oh, have you?
A few weeks ago.
Like, yeah, how many? I was like last month.
Yeah. Looks good, though.
Thank you.
Yeah, look at you. I went to watch Weezer this weekend. I told Eddie I sang with Weezer this
I
weekend.
Don't believe you.
You want to hear it?
Yes.
I actually have audio here.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
On stage?
It's a technicality. He got me.
This is me doing Buddy Holly with Weezer. I mean, I'm in the crowd, but I still sing it with them.
Yeah.
That's not how you presented it to me.
I said I sang with Weezer. I texted Eddie. The show was really good. Here's something that happened, though. I go to the show, and I see a girl that I know, and she's like, hey, it's one of those things where you know each other, and you're going to talk for a second, but the show's going on. You really don't want to talk.
It's a tough place to be in.
It's a tough place to be. And so I was going to hug her. And I go to give her a hug, but she goes to put a handshake out at the same time.
Yeah.
It was so awkward.
Yeah.
I straight went for the hug and she went for the handshake. And then...
Didn't that happen with you and Amy Grant, or was that me? You and I were together regardless, and it was embarrassing.
The then I switch up and then go to the handshake, and then she goes to the hug.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's even more awkward.
And then it's kind of like... Doop, doop, doop.
Okay. All good right. Seeing you.
So we're just like, oh, dope. All right. Have fun at the show. That's kind of awkward. But Weezer was fun. Went and knew all the songs, which is cool. They played all the hits. And sang a lot. I think my voice is just a little shredded from it. Like, I sang a lot.
A little too much fun?
I sang the whole time, yeah. But if you don't know what I look like, and you may not, I'm a nerdy white dude that wears big, dark rim glasses. And the reason is Rivers Cuomo, the lead singer of Weezer. He was a geek. And I was a geek. And I was like, man, he's so cool to me because he actually is this nerdy dude who people think are cool. And I needed to wear glasses. So I kind of looked up to him and thought, I'm going to do that. And so that's why I wear these glasses. Like 80% of it's that. The other 20% is Buddy Holly. But Weezer sang a song about Buddy Holly. That's why he looks what he looks like. So basically, I'm Weezer's son and Buddy Holly's grandson.
Weird.
In the glasses.
Basically. Yeah.
The show was great, though. It was packed, all ages, because they have recent hits, and they have hits from 25 years ago.
Yeah. It lived up to expectations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was really looking forward to it. I mean, I came home just for that. So that was good. It was fun, man.
Did you wear your Weezer shirt?
I couldn't find a clean one.
Good.
I think No.
Good.
Here's what happened, because I went to look for one. And I have two, and I think I wore them both pretty recently.
Just getting ready for the concert.
Just like being excited.
Yeah. That's so dumb.
So I did,
didn't have them.
And I went to go look at merch, and this is so lame of me.
Yeah, tell me more.
I went to the merch table because here's something. Maybe not Weezer so much, but any new artist, they're not making much money playing shows. They're probably breaking even, maybe a little more than best, unless they're the headliner. So if you can, buy a piece of merch because that's real money that they make. And that actually helps them continue their career and keep going city to city. So I went to look at Weezer merch, and I had all the cool stuff already. I know.
You had everything?
Anything that I was going to buy, I already had. Yeah. But yeah, this is me jamming out, singing to Buddy Holly.
I look just like Buddy Holly. Oh, and you're Mary Tyler Moore. I don't care what they say.
I think that kind of my voice is fried a little bit.
Probably a little bit.
You think?
Well, the Raging Idiots played too, our band, and I was going pretty hard there too. But I think I sang harder at Weezer than I did our show. I took one of my friends, and people were like, who's the girl you were dancing with? But she has a boyfriend.
Yeah.
So I was scraping. I was like, anybody want to go?
Who'd you
She's
go with?
She's your concert friend. Nikita?
Yeah.
Because you took her to something else recently too. Like,
She's the only friend I have that'll do things. It's not married or kids or.
Yeah, you all went to Hall & Oates.
Oh, yeah, that's
and Train.
It.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. I knew it was a different concert.
And she doesn't know any of the music because she's from Australia. She's like, I don't know what side I go. So, yeah, it was good. We're going to do confessions coming up in a second. Monday morning confessions like Aaron. Hey, Aaron in South Dakota, how are you?
Good, how are you?
You want to do a confession to kick us off?
Oh, I do. I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old little girl that loves to play outside, and we tell them it's raining every day just to get them inside the house.
Wait.
Even if it's not raining. It must rain a lot where you live.
You know, it really does. Our grass doesn't look like it, but it rains for our kids every day.
And does she believe it?
They do. We had to buy an umbrella over the weekend, so.
For that rain.
Well, thank you for your confession. You are cleansed. I appreciate the call. Appreciate you. Yo! That's how it works. You can confess and feel better about yourself. We do recommend that you call and share us those confessions. Mary in Alabama, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Real good. How are you? Tell me what you did.
The ex-husband came, so for a couple days in a row, I took his toothbrush and brushed the dog's teeth with it and stuck it back up.
So wait, so your ex-husband didn't like the dogs?
He didn't like one of my dogs, so...
Wait, so you took his toothbrush and you brushed the dog's teeth with it?
Yeah, a couple times.
Okay, this had to be deeper rooted than the dogs.
Do what now?
You were upset with him for more than just the dog thing.
Well, I waited till about 2 years later to let him know what I did because he did something again to the dog. And I told him, I said, you're going to keep on and I'm going to do it again. Then he said, what are you talking about? Do it again. I said, I took your toothbrush and I've been brushing a dog's teeth with it. He like to fell out.
And what was his reaction exactly?
Oh, he was mad.
And you're your ex-husband, right? Not your current husband.
Right, the ex-husband.
Is that what ended it?
The current husband knows about it. And every time I kind of get aggravated about something, he's like, if you brush that dog's teeth, it's my toothbrush.
They're kind of gross. That's kind of good. Well, hey, thank you for the call. There you go. Taylor in Nashville, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Really good. Tell me something here.
So my boyfriend's mom buys him these hideous clothes, shirts, shorts, everything. And so when he's not home, I purposely do laundry when he's not home so I can just kind of tuck them and throw them away so he'll never see them again.
So you throw his shirts away?
Yeah, because his mom buys him hideous clothes.
How old are you?
We are 20 and 21.
What do you think about this, Amy?
I mean, I know what it's like to try to get your husband to move on from things, but, like my husband, I would try to hide some of his old high school t-shirts and stuff because he did not want to let those go. And then I ended up turning them into a blanket.
Oh, there you go.
So maybe you could take all of his mom's hideous gifts and make a blanket.
Do you hate his mom?
I don't hate his mom. She's just really old school. So she'll buy him, like, these hideous polos and, like, weird V-neck shirts that no one wears.
Hmm. Was she just trying to be nice?
Yeah, trying to be a mom, I guess. Yeah. Well, thank you for the confession. I feel very judgmental this morning. Like, I'm like out of one of those.
Oh, no, there's no judgment.
Yeah. And the brushing of the dog's teeth.
That's kind of messed up.
I know. Melissa in Florida.
Yes.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Tell me what's up.
A couple of weeks ago, I was backing out of my driveway, and I forgot my daughter's car was back there, and I backed into it. And it put a pretty good dent in the bumper and some scratches, and I didn't tell her, and she thinks her boyfriend did it.
And?
Oh, she still thinks her boyfriend did it.
Yes, she still thinks her boyfriend did it. I came home, he was over at the house, and she was out there showing him and yelling at him, and I just... looked and I was like, oh my gosh. And I didn't tell her I did it.
Well, let's be honest. He probably did something he didn't get caught for yet. So we're even.
Yes, that's what I thought. I wanted to tell her so bad and I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, she's going to know now. Well, Melissa, thank you very much. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you. There we go. Appreciate you. I don't know, man. I start to feel guilty about these.
Yeah, but at least the dog brushing teeth one, she confessed to more than just us. Like, her ex-husband knows that she did it to him, and her current husband is well aware of what she's capable of.
I think that's a threat, though, more than just being open and honest. I think it's a threat. Here are, by the way, I went to watch Weezer this weekend.
and Weezer does this song. It's gonna take love to take me away. It's called Africa. It's originally a Toto song. So I have a whole list here, songs that are covers that you may not have realized they were covers. For example, do you know this song?
Yeah, Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper, yeah. That's a cover. Originally done by Robert Hazard. Girls just wanna have fun.
These girls just wanna have fun. I much prefer Cyndi.
Only because you know it. So they really won. Very much that 80s punk thing there. But yeah, that's you're going to prefer all the versions that you know.
Maybe.
Well, okay, here you go. Here is Ring of Fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went. Anita Carter had it first. I fell into the burning ring of fire. Don't act like you like that more. I knew you were going to do that. I knew you were going to do that.
Ooh, the original. I'd download that.
Yeah. How about Achy Breaky Heart? Don't tell
my heart. What?
No.
No, this is a Billy Ray Cyrus original.
Okay. Country music trio, the Marcy Brothers, released a track titled Don't Tell My Heart. Don't tell my heart, my achy breaking heart. I just don't think you understand. Wow. Did you hear Achy Breaking?
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen.
So he made it. My
achy breaking heart. Achy breaking heart. Listen, it was a good move. Achy breaky.
It's a game changer.
But yeah. Hound Dog, Elvis Presley. You ain't nothing but a hound. We probably knew most of his stuff was stolen. Even straight up. Or
I know y'all say that, but honestly, I don't feel like a lot of people know that. No. Elvis.
Not just his songs. Like, he was a white guy that did black music, mm-hmm. and that's why people liked him.
Yeah.
And so, but even a lot of his sounds, and even. You ain't nothing
but a hound. This, I do really like this version.
Big Mama Thornton put the song out, didn't really do much. Elvis puts it out, it's a white guy doing it. They're like, oh, we like it.
It's huge.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. Well, you ain't. Listen, I love Elvis, but. You ain't. Yeah, here we go, Twist and Shout from the Beatles. The song was originally cut by a group called the Top Notes. You didn't know all this, huh?
No, I didn't.
You want another one or no?
Yeah.
Uncle Cracker, Drift Away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul.
I want to get lost in your rock and roll. And Eagles?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
This guy named John Henry Kurtz. Because he cut it before Dobie Graven cut it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Sheryl Crow. Pee-Pee Arnold. What if her name is Pee-Pee?
That's terrible.
I'd change that.
It. Quick.
Pee-Pee, what's your name?
What's your name, Pee-Pee?
I didn't know any of these songs.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, you know what they call me, right?
Oh, yeah. Country music's youngest story.
That's right. The Bobby Bones Show. On this day in country music. That's what they call
history.
Me sometimes. Yeah, there you go. Bones. Alex in Missouri, what's happening?
Hey, how's it going, Bobby?
Really good. Tell me something here.
So, Thomas Rhett is going to be at my state fair, and I spent about half of my paycheck on VIP tickets. And I told my mom it was for rent.
Wait, so you told your mom that so you could get more money?
Well, I spent a good amount of my money on the Thomas Rhett tickets. And then in order for her to not be mad at me, I told her that it was for rent so she could help me out for the month.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You told her that so she'd give you more money.
Oh, man.
I mean, kind of, but like Thomas Rhett's my favorite artist. And I thought she'd be okay with it. So, yeah, I feel really bad.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
And she'll still help you with rent?
Well, no, I usually pay for my own rent. But
when Thomas Rhett comes to town, you're missing the point here, ain't?
Yeah, it's just a month
right.
where like bills were just piling up. Yeah.
Does your mom listen to the show?
No, but my dad does. Mm.
Hope he doesn't hear this.
Does your dad know your mom still helps you with rent?
That's a good question, too. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, hey, listen, thank you. Appreciate you. Do one more. Hey, Ryan in Alabama.
Hey, what's going on, Bobby?
You're up, dude. Appreciate you. What do you want to say?
Saturday morning, I took my wife's car to go get donuts for breakfast, and the gas light was already on, and I run the car out of gas, and I led her to believe that it was her that done it the day before, when in turn it was me.
Mm.
Yeah, she's probably listening to this right now, too.
How you feel about that?
I kind of feel bad, but, I mean, I scored some pretty good Krispy Kreme in the process, so... Oh.
So she went out to her car and it wouldn't start because you ran it to empty.
Yeah, and she had to call OnStar, had to mash the OnStar button for somebody to come out and give her like 3 gallons of gas so she could get to work Saturday morning. So
he feels bad. He feels bad.
You tell her she's covered in guilt.
Stop at the gas station and put a little in for her.
Yeah, she tried. Yeah, she wanted me to go up to the gas station with the gas can. And I was like, "Well, I ain't got time to do that. You got to be at work." Well, she called OnStar. Ended up waiting about 45 minutes for 2 gallons of gas.
Oh my
gosh. You a good laugh in there again. Go ahead. There you go. All right, appreciate you. Hey, here's some TV shows coming out soon. Did you watch Ozark on Netflix?
Yes.
It's good, huh?
Yeah, is it coming back?
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness.
August 31st, season two of Ozark follows it. Because it's a kind of a drug cartel, but it's money laundering, and it's in the Ozarks in Missouri, Arkansas, that area. Game of Thrones, first half of 2019, but I'm the only Game of Thrones watcher of all you guys.
Correct.
But it's the greatest show that's ever been made in our lifetime.
I keep hearing that.
I don't think the best show ever. But it's the most elaborate, the most expensive. It's a fantastic show. Like, there are shows based on your taste that you would like more. I think it's the greatest show made in our lifetime because of all the things.
Better than Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just because of the casting, how secret they have to keep it. All the things. I like Breaking Bad. Pretty close to the same.
Okay.
And then Stranger Things Season 3. It's delayed now until 2019. So they're saying that they want to bring something bigger and better. I saw a news story. Mike D, what do you know about this? I saw that they were delaying the show because they wanted to do something bigger and better. Oh. Do you know about this?
I think it's just taking them longer to produce, so they're going to wait a year.
All those kids get old, and they look weird old. Stranger Things, too, so I'm
You got to film like 50 episodes at once when they're that age.
That's the thing with working with kids. You got to do it quick.
That 2.5 men turned into 3 men, oddly, too quick.
That's true.
And I'm like, what's happening here? This kid's like 27, and he's still living at home in 8th grade. So there's some TV news for you there.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
There was a woman at a Georgia Goodwill, and she found a vintage slide projector. It was only $15, so she's like, I'm going to buy this. And when she got it home, she started looking through it and realized that a family set of old slides and images were in it. She was like, wow, how cool if I could find the family that these photos belong to. So her story made its way to CBS News, and within minutes of being shared, she was connected with the family that the slides belonged to. So it's pretty crazy. And who they belonged to, the woman was 88 years old, hadn't seen the images in like 20 years.
But that's cool. Most people probably just throw them away.
Yeah.
That's good. Look at that.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
I saw a girl tweet an airline because she got kicked out of a wedding. Mike D, what happened with this?
Yeah, she tweeted JetBlue because she got kicked out of the wedding last minute and she wanted a refund on her tickets.
Wait, so she was in the wedding parties?
She was a bridesmaid. And then the bride decided she no longer wanted her in the wedding. But when you got all that booked, I mean, that could get expensive. So she's like, wait, this isn't my fault.
Yeah,
like,
it was expensive because it was 2 cross-country tickets.
And so she tweets JetBlue. And what does she say in the tweet?
She said, book my flights for a wedding, and then it was asked to relinquish my duties as a bridesmaid.
So relinquish.
Yeah. So she asked if she could get her a reimbursement.
What do you think about that?
I kind of thought there's no way she's going to get this, but obviously it's a story that probably got retweeted, got a lot of attention, and JetBlue hooked her up.
I'd like to hear the bride's side of the story.
I know. That's what we all want to know.
I don't know that for any reason a bridesmaid just gets kicked out for no reason.
Right. So now she's getting a refund, which who knows, maybe she did something that was totally, you know, valid reason
also,
to get kicked out.
You booked your ticket. Like, whatever happened to being responsible?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes things are out of your control, though, and they'll waive that change fee because that change fee can be expensive.
Kelly.
Yes.
You're on the air. What's happening?
Oh, my goodness, Bobby.
Yeah.
Hi. I am so taken aback right now. I usually listen to the podcast, and I'm commuting from Louisville right now to Bowling Green. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to call. So I just wanted to say hello, Bobby, Amy, Eddie, Lunchbox.
Oh, look at you.
Hello.
Number two, everybody. Thank you for getting me through.
Oh, thanks. Lunchbox is not here. He actually left this morning. He may get to take his baby home today.
Oh, my goodness. That's so exciting.
I know, right? So, yeah, we don't really know what's going on, but he did leave. And so, yeah, we're all just kind of hanging out without him today.
Yeah, I love Well, I hope that gets to happen. That's awesome.
What's up? So, what are you doing? You're going to Bowling Green?
Yes, I'm a reporter in Bowling Green, but I live in Louisville on the weekends.
Like a TV reporter?
Yes.
Oh, look at you. Mm.
Are you reporting on something fascinating?
The Bowling Green Massacre? Is that a thing?
That happened?
I work for it.
It does sound like it when I said that. Yeah. Google that and see if that's a thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope it's not.
Yeah, I hope that.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, wait. I said it.
You reporting on anything happy?
Yeah, the Bowling Green Balloon Party?
Well, actually, you guys picked up one of my stories for Tell Me Something Good, and it was a couple months ago. Lunchbox did it about the Chick-fil-A hero who gave up his shoes.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That's cool. That was your story?
Yeah, that was my story. I was so excited.
Oh, well, congratulations. Well, hey, thanks for calling. I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it was a thing, but it was fictional.
I think that's what, like, Kellyanne Conway made up once.
That's what it is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It didn't really happen. She used it on the news. That's right.
That's funny.
Yeah, sometimes I just say stuff, man. You know, I bought Fortnite.
Yeah, have you played yet?
No, not yet. I have it hooked up. I ended up going with the PlayStation 4. And so I have the PlayStation and I have it hooked up to the TV. I built like this small entertainment center and it's not ready. The TV can't sit on it yet. You know why? Because I built it.
Oh, no. It's
not
wobbly?
Not
so
the
you
main
rigged
list.
It.
Yeah, well, it's not ready. So I got to finish it today. But I have it. I'm going to start playing Fortnite.
Oh, man.
I think I am anyway.
Get ready for the long nights.
I'm probably going to be bad at it. And, be like,
and Cheetos and Mountain Dew again.
And trash talking with kids.
I haven't bought a headset yet because, yeah, that's the thing. I don't really want to talk to kids. They curse a lot. Ooh. It's not so
on
much the
games?
Kid thing.
So
I just don't want to hear
remind
people
them
cursing.
To be like, keep it clean, kids.
Oh, yeah. Papaw's here, kids. Keep it clean. So I get that. That news reporter reminds me. The Raging Idiots played at what's called Cheyenne Frontier Days. And if you're new to the show, The Raging Idiots, it's Eddie and my band and... We have songs, and, you know, they're pretty good songs, and like Namaste.
Don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably gotta hit the road, but Namaste.
We go, namaste. And it was Ned Ledoux first, then us, then Toby Keith, in that order.
Girl, I'm trying to be
one of the TV reporters wants to interview me. And I'm like, okay, cool, I'll go talk. I'm happy someone wants to talk to me. And I go out, and they get the camera set up, and they put the microphone on me. And they think I'm Ned Ledoux.
No, they don't. Yeah.
Namaste.
So they said something like,
huh?
Wait, I need to Google him.
He's a real life cowboy. I'm just a dopey white dude.
They were probably like, what? I didn't expect him to look like this.
What?
You're like the opposite of Ned Ledoux.
They get me out, and the woman's like, okay. So you're Ned Ledoux, right? And so what? And I'm like, whoa, I'm not. I'm not. But I will be. Like, I don't care. If you want me to be Ned Ledoux, I'll be Ned Ledoux.
Yeah.
But yeah, TV tried to interview me as Ned Ledoux.
So. Yeah. Your new single, Sagebrush.
Yeah, you heard that yet? It's a good one. Hey, you're on the air, Elizabeth in California.
Hi.
Hey, what's happening?
Nothing much, just heading to work as always.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Well, I'm a first-time caller, and ever since you guys switched over here, I live over by Monterey. And ever since you guys have switched over, I've listened, and my two daughters listen with me, and we just love you guys and love how real and honest you are and how uplifting you are to each other, but how you guys keep it real at the same time and aren't afraid to call everybody out on their BS.
Yeah, well, thanks. Anything you'd like us to do, any segment you'd request us to do if you could?
Oh,
like, what do you like?
That's a hard one. That's a really hard one. I think they're all great.
Oh, I like that. All the segments are great. Hmm. Did you see the story about the woman who gave birth in the water park?
No.
At the Six Flags water park?
No.
Yeah, so...
This kid can get free Six Flags for life?
Six Flags over Georgia has a hurricane harbor, and her name was Crusita. It says, enjoying her time at Hurricane Harbor with her daughter when she unexpectedly went into labor. The baby was delivered at Hurricane Harbor. So Six Flags is giving that kid park passes for life.
Oh, There you go.
They gave Matthew and his mom the Diamond Elite memberships to allow them free visits to Six Flags Park for life.
Man, wow. That's the thing to do now that you're like, when you're seriously pregnant, like about to go to
the
labor,
Apple store.
Go to wherever it is that you want, like free things.
Yeah.
And like give
go
birth.
To the car dealership.
That's a good one, Bobby.
I'm popping that baby out on an iPad.
Go test drive a Lexus. Yes.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Mm. There's that. I got. Are you still there, Elizabeth?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Do you like that segment?
Well, you know, nothing surprises me, especially in my line of work. And I'm also a single mom of two teenage daughters. So really, I don't get surprised by much.
Well, thank you very much for the old call there. Appreciate that. I'll be in Northern California-ish in a couple weeks. I'm going to be in Bakersfield doing a comedy show. If anybody wants to come out to that, BobbyBonesComedy.com. I think there are about 100 tickets left of that in D.C. But yeah, that's good. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate you. I'm going to hit you the U button here. Appreciate you. I'm not a beach guy. I'm not really an outside guy so much anymore. I'm definitely not a beach guy. I try to go to the beach and I don't know. What do I do?
Yeah.
Just weird. Sit in the sand? Just sit in the sun?
Ride the waves. Yeah.
That's not fun to me.
Okay. I know.
And I'll tell you why. There's a baby. Baby goes to the beach in Florida and now has a bacterial infection because of the high fecal matter in the water and in the sand. That's why I don't do this.
Mm. What's that from? Animals or people?
Oh, who cares?
All things.
All the above.
A toddler was hospitalized after catching two bacterial infections at Crandon Park in Florida. The 3-year-old was at the beach, caught two infections. I don't know how to say this stuff. The next day I noticed the kid had a redness under her lip.
Ugh.
Yeah, a lot of people come out of this beach with the same issue, a doctor said. That is gross. And she's going to have scars over her hands. I read a thing, too, about hands, how women are petrified of hand aging.
Oh, yeah. Last time I did a little face, peel on my face, I did it on my hands. And my hands were peeling, and I was like, this is amazing.
78% of women, 40 and older, wish they could change the way their hands look.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
60% have been so self-conscious, they've actually done something about it. So
My face person told me too. Now anything I put on my face at night, any part of my night creams, any of that, I should do to my hands.
What is it? The back of your hands?
The top part of your hands, because they start to look old and wrinkly. Oh. Like I see it. Part of me, for me, I see my mom's hands, which is special because she was my mom, and that's neat that I'm starting to get her hands. But it's just aging. Like I've got age spots popping up, and like they're wrinkly. And
I have the hands of a 15-year-old boy.
You do?
You're quite soft.
Look at that.
Wow. They do look young.
I don't go outside. Wow. Like, look, I have a sunburn on my face because I'm stupid. But, I went out.
Because you're stupid.
Yes, yeah. Because he has a spray. Here's why. Because he has a spray tan, so he thinks that he's tan and that he has tanning skin, so he doesn't need to wear sunscreen.
And so, for being smart, so dumb.
His skin is deceiving him.
I'm gonna tell you guys. Yes. That's why.
I see how you can think that.
I'm out yesterday. I don't. What do I know about a swimming pool? Nothing. And so I go out, because I have a swimming pool now. And so I go out, and I'm like, you know what? I happen to be home all day on a Sunday. Never happens. And so I land in the swimming pool, and I'm like, I'm already tan. What do I need any sunscreen for?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like how I go to the pool. I'm already tan. Well, I'm good.
And so, I'm all burnt up a little bit. But, that's a thing that happened.
Just a little bit. A little red on the nose, a little red on the head.
You are a little red.
Eddie was asking me if it's okay if he signs my book, because people come up to him and go, hey, will you sign this?
Yeah, I've had like five now where they ask me to sign his book, and I'm like, I'm not even in the book.
Honestly, I've signed a book.
But you have a piece.
If you're new to the show, I wrote a new book. It's called Fail Until You Don't. And in it, it's about people. And we learn through failure more than we learn through success. And it's kind of a motivational story. But Amy wrote a story in the book. I think it's fine if you sign it. You're in the book.
Okay.
Right. Cool. And Mike D's in the book.
Yeah.
So he can sign it. Now, I'm not in the book. Can I sign it?
You can sign whatever you want. If people are asking you for an autograph, just be happy. Like
I just feel weird. It's like not my book, not my piece of work.
Is it signing it or is it like... to Cindy.
No.
Hope you have.
Hope this inspires you.
Fight, grind, repeat.
Fail
until you don't.
Until you don't. And then you
love
Eddie. And then
anytime
that you do.
Are you asking me if I have a problem with it?
Yes,
I
you.
Have no problem with it.
Okay.
Whatsoever.
Sign away.
Okay. You don't get your feelings hurt. Be like, hey, that's mine. Don't do that.
I don't care.
It's okay. Not really
I'm just happy.
Style.
Yeah, I'm just happy people care. You kidding me?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Heck, man, they thought I was Ned Ledoux at the TV station did. I was like, this is awesome. I'm just happy anybody will talk to me for any reason. I'll be Ned Ledoux if you want. So, yeah.
Do they not get who you are?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? By the end of the interview?
Did they do the whole interview?
No.
Oh, okay.
Maybe they didn't see the recent Billboard article.
Oh, which came out, by the way. Eddie starts to guess.
I just saw it, too, and I'm like, oh, okay,
did
awesome.
Did you know Amy?
When I clicked on the Billboard article.
Hold on.
Sort of a little bit, maybe.
This is what has happened. And I'll just, I mean, it's not a big announcement. I don't know if I was even going to bring it on the air. But my contract was coming up here. And we had been negotiating for 10 months, this new contract, forever. And we finished it. We just finished it. And so with that, I'm going to be here, which is a place that I love. And then all this other stuff, too.
Like that you are now VP.
Dang. This dude's VP now.
Listen, wait a minute.
Right. Creative director of iHeart Country. And I was like, okay, so now Bobby's VP.
Do you know what VP stands for, Amy?
Vice president.
Yeah. That's one step lower than the president.
Yeah.
All it means is I signed for 5 more years, which is great. And I have a bunch of other shows. Like I'm putting the Bobby Cast on nationally on the radio. The really? Women of Country show that I've been saying is coming is now officially coming. Like I'm executive producing and managing that show. It's all the things.
This is crazy, man. That's really good. Like that's all good stuff. That's awesome.
But yes. So other things, but yes, that's it.
But the best part of the article is in his new position, Bones will continue to host his current show.
It got a little dicey.
Because then it's
dicey.
Like, dude, okay, that, all these other things are being added. So. What?
If you would have hung up the show coat and it'd just be a VP. Like,
No. I think what it was is Amy was worried I was going to leave.
Oh.
And I wasn't. I mean, it's good. It's great. But I'm here. This is the best company for me to do content and create and talk and distribute and all the things. I love it here. I've been here with this company since, 16 years now.
Man.
16 years.
Which is crazy.
16 years.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's it. Billboard put an article out.
Amy, you know what this also means?
What?
That we're in with a VP. Like, we know the VP better than anyone.
The VP of creative.
Yeah.
Yeah. We
raises.
Can send him all of our creative ideas.
He can do something with it.
Yeah.
Dude, you go so hard with your negotiations. My negotiation is like, I want an extra day off. Like, seriously.
You can see this contract. It's crazy. It's taking 10 months, dude.
That's crazy.
10 months.
Mine's like, I want $10 more an hour.
An hour.
Yours is like out of this world. That's awesome, dude. Congrats. Right, it's good stuff.
Thank you. Enough. No clapping. Thank you.
Is this the big stuff you were talking about? Like,
this is the first.
Oh my goodness. There's more.
Oh, the next. What is today? July 30th?
Wait, huh? Oh, you mean pertaining to something else?
Oh,
he's been saying like I got big stuff. Big stuff.
This is the.
Oh, this is like.
No. This is the biggest thing. Oh. But there are other big things in other worlds.
Wow.
Like it's all. They're all right. Things. Yes.
Can't wait to see them all unfold.
We'll see how that
Did
works.
Did you wear like a suit?
To work every day.
Do we have to wear a suit?
I didn't even know they were gonna put that out. No. Like that was gonna. Then I'm.
Do you have to wear like a name tag, VP? No. Okay. Oh, are you gonna get a nameplate?
No. Same thing.
A parking spot.
We'll get a new studio though.
Yeah, that's the first thing on your list, right, VP?
Wait, that takes a long time, but I've already. All right. That's coming in too. Kind of mentioned earlier that I had signed a new deal. It's 5 years, and so I'm gonna be here for a while unless I get fired, like for doing something. But when I was signing the contract, and it's this big contract. I have on these pants. I took a picture. But I've had these pants for every single contract I've ever signed.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Since I was 22. I've had the same pants on.
I bet you no one would have ever noticed that.
No one did. No one would know.
That's pretty cool to know.
They're called my lucky pants. Yeah.
For you.
Yeah, I've kept them.
That's interesting.
I'll show you a picture.
I have no idea what I've ever worn when I've signed things.
Well, these are always big for me. They're always... like
maybe need to sign bigger things.
How old are they? What year are they from?
Oh, I wore them first when I was 22. So.
What are they, Bugle Boys?
No,
wait, where'd you post this?
I haven't posted it. Oh. I didn't tell anybody about it. I mean, this contract's taking a year to get done.
I got
to
see the pants.
Well, they're on my phone. Okay. I haven't posted anything. But you want to know one of the big takeaways from this? I get, as part in this deal,
come on,
any parking spot I want, and I get to make it my own parking spot.
Yeah! Finally.
They were like, why are you in here fighting about a parking spot? I was like, no one's ever given me a parking spot my whole life. I want my own parking spot.
They probably LOL'd at that request.
They did.
They're like, whatever, dude.
Yeah, they did.
It, wow.
So I get, so yeah, I just got to figure out which one I want.
Yeah.
And I'm putting a sign up. And the question is, do I let people park in it when I'm not here?
No. No. That's your parking spot.
Yeah, because then if you happen to come up here, you're going to have to go find who's parked there and they're going to have to move, right?
Like when you go to the doctor's office and it says reserved for doctor whatever, you don't know one parks there, even when the doctor's not
That's so true. The hospital has like all these doctors, employee of the month. Like,
stick to the parking spot that you've been parking at, though. Like,
no,
that's
I'm not going to.
No?
No? You can't put a sign there. If I'm going to do it, I got to put a sign there.
It's like right in the middle.
Yeah. So.
Oh, boy.
That's one of the fun things. That's a lot of things.
That is
Can
fun.
We also.
What?
Well, I don't know if we, I don't.
The contract, I've already signed the contract.
Oh, okay.
It's over.
Well, because you said we're going to get like a new studio-ish.
Yeah, no, building a whole new studio.
Yeah. Man, it'd be really nice to have a closer bathroom.
No, we're not getting a new building.
Yeah, a breakfast too, like a little nice area.
A little nook,
that.
A little breakfast nook. Yeah, especially since we're not allowed to eat like anywhere.
Ooh, Mr. Coffee, that'd be nice.
We don't eat in the studio because you guys are like kids. That's why.
You guys,
yeah, you guys.
You guys leave food on the counter. You leave banana peels in the trash can.
I did that once.
Flies are all over the place. So you know what? If kids are bad, you have to spank them. You guys are being spanked.
For how long though?
Forever.
When do we graduate?
No. Do you see those kids that found that $700 in that wallet? They went to that back to the house with it. You see it?
I saw a headline. They returned it, which was amazing because they are kids.
Three kids in Colorado found a wallet with $700 in a driveway, and they just took it back, knocked on the door, like, "Hey, your money's probably in this. It's probably yours. You should have this." And so they have it on, like, security cam, like a doorbell camera. Uh-huh. So they have all of them going up and doing it.
That's neat.
What? People are good.
Yeah.
Some people are good.
I think most people are.
Do you?
I believe most people are good.
I'm not even doing this song.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, I do believe that most people are good-willed and intentioned. I think that we see a lot of the stories that aren't. But I think if you did that same experiment 10 times, 7 people would go and go, "I'd like to give you your money back."
Ooh, I'd hope so.
I think another one probably keeps some of it. And then 2 would probably run away with it.
Yeah, those would be the lunch boxes.
And only because they needed it in some way. But I do think that most people are genuinely quality humans. Uh-huh. In some part of them. I really believe it, man. I think that most people are, and if they're not, it's because they're hurting some way. You know, I think people are so mean online because, I'll use Facebook as an example, because they're hurting. I think people, whenever they have anger toward people, it's because they're angry or sad with themselves. And I think if you talk to people that way, like if someone's being really mean or nasty to me online, instead of me just firing back, and I think I've gotten better at this, I go, I wonder why they're that way. There must be something in their life that's not going exactly how they want it to be. And I should care about that. Now, I don't go to their house and go, "You want a hug?" But I just try and I don't get in that debate with them, that fight with them. Because you're only mean to someone if you're not feeling right about yourself.
Yeah.
Like me as a kid, I got the crap beat out of me. I was bullied big time. Not bullied. I was beat up. But it was by kids who weren't comfortable with themselves. You know, you don't go do mean things to other people if you don't feel mean at yourself inside. So, yeah, but I believe most people are good.
Mm-hmm. What about mamas? Do they qualify?
Sainthood. Yeah, they did.
Hold on, let me check.
They qualify for sainthood.
Mm-hmm. What about Friday nights? A little better under
stadium
neon?
Lights?
Or?
Yeah, they're
probably
good. They're good too.
Dirt,
you have some dirt on their head. Or is it hands?
Dirt on their what? Oh, what? Yeah, yes. Get dirt on their hands.
Is it hands? It sounds like you're saying head.
No, hands.
Oh, yeah. You know, Jake Owen's song was number 1 this week.
Really?
Yeah.
It's the 7th number 1. But that dude, like, left his record label, like, went ups and downs. Text me yesterday, was like, "Look at that."
That's my son's top song on the radio right now.
I was Jack.
And you were Diane?
Well, yeah, I know the end of it. I was asking, like, the question.
That's what he asks to hear the most.
Not filling the blank. But no. How'd it go this weekend? Good?
Yeah, really good. I was at home with my dad, Austin. I was in Austin with my dad, but.
So he hasn't been able to eat in a month, huh?
No, he has a feeding tube. So, yeah. We watch the Food Network every day, though.
Imagine that. Let me just break this down.
Mm-hmm. I know.
You get cancer in your throat, like Amy's dad. You have to go in. They give you a, what do you call the thing in your throat?
Well, he has a tracheotomy.
A tracheotomy.
A trach right now,
And the only thing your daughter will watch with you is the Food Network.
No,
that's kind of rude.
No, that's his idea. Trust me. I'm like, "Dad, are you sure you want to watch this?"
He loves food.
He loves food. So I guess that's his jam. So we either watch golf or Food Network. I'm like, this has to be torture for you, but he enjoys it. And we talk about food. And he's
how's
like,
that coming?
He just can't wait to eat.
Like but, him.
Oh, he's coming along. Like they say, he's probably going to be in the hospital maybe 2 more weeks. And then after that, we may move to a different rehab hospital where he'll more take care of himself. Like every little thing he does at this point, if a nurse isn't in the room, we have to buzz a nurse.
Do they expect him to bounce back fully?
I sure hope so. Yeah. It's just going to take a little bit of time to regain his strength, like kind of laying around for a month now at this point. So we'll see, but I hope so. As soon as he gets better from this, we'll start radiation though. And that's going to be another trying thing, but that's 6 weeks. And then after that, I hope we'll be good to go.
Amy's dad and Lunchbox's baby. Lunchbox is not here because he thinks he's going to take the baby home today.
Which is amazing.
Which is crazy. Mm-hmm. And earlier than anyone thought.
Yeah.
Because he had that baby 6 weeks early.
I was thinking about it. And for them, it's almost like giving birth twice. Like they had the excitement of having birth at the hospital. And then now they're going to bring the baby home. It's like, ugh, it's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. Morgan number two, you got over there?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
You want to do a 24-year-old?
Yeah, we can.
Segment?
I see what you did.
Yeah, what 24-year-olds care about?
Yeah. Oh, I said you want to do a 24-year-old. What I meant was you want to do this segment. Yeah.
Okay. What do 24-year-olds care about? So 5 years after the death of Paul Walker, they're releasing a new documentary on Paramount Network, and it'll be the first time his family's spoken out about it.
You know what? I get Paul Walker and Heath Ledger confused a little bit because I was thinking... we've already seen it, but I think I saw the Heath Ledger one.
Well, that's a good one.
The Paul Walker one, he's the Fast and Furious, huh?
Yeah, it's not out yet until August 12th. It'll be the premiere, but it looks intense.
And it's so crazy that he's pretty famous for, well, obviously the Fast and the Furious. That's what he's most known for. And then he died
in a car wreck.
Going fast in a car, like, but not part of the movie or anything. Just life.
Yeah, don't you think if you do a movie... I'll give you an example. But I think if you do a movie about cars, you kind of become a car guy and you love that if you're driving fast cars all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine you all of a sudden you go and you're doing a movie about race cars and you spend 7 months of your life in race cars, but like 4 or 5 times over.
And then you get to get in a really fast car, you're probably going to go fast.
No, you're probably just a car guy.
Yeah.
Like you're then exposed to all these cars all the time, so you're probably a car guy. Yeah, but wasn't his friend driving? Or was he driving?
I think so. No, I think he was by himself.
Hold on. I don't know.
There was somebody else in the car.
Yeah, I think so too. Mm-hmm. Also, there was the Hulk Hogan son who was in a car. Remember this? And the other person died?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he lived.
What is it?
He wasn't driving. He was a passenger in the car.
Right?
Yeah. Wow. But either way, he was a part of like they were going fast. I'm sure he was all about it.
You want the dumb debate of the day?
Yeah.
An ice cream parlor selling mayonnaise ice cream. Would you want to eat mayonnaise ice cream?
0%.
Yeah, me too. I hate mayonnaise.
I like mayonnaise on a sandwich or whatever. I don't really try to eat it, but I don't have any desire to have it in ice cream form.
I have no desire to have it anywhere. Like, that's the worst thing to me. Mayonnaise and peanut butter, I hate them both.
Not together, just both separately.
No, I hate them all. Mayonnaise, peanut butter, I'm out. So I go no. Morgan number two, you eat mayonnaise peanut butter? Or what is this called?
Mayonnaise ice cream.
Mayonnaise ice cream?
I'd try it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I had the best popsicle this weekend.
What kind?
It was at Weezer.
Mustard?
Stop
what?
Amy's trying to riff.
I don't know. I didn't get it.
Whatever. Sorry, I'm not Bobby Bones comedy. Red hoodie.
Dang, man.
Amy's been in a weird mood all morning.
Wait, why am I in a weird mood? A little bit.
I can tell she's a little tired because she's been popping me all morning. Like,
wait,
pretty little subtle passive. Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, I didn't mean to.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That wasn't... No, y'all didn't like my joke.
What was your popsicle?
It was a banana pudding.
Okay.
That sounds good.
I went to the Weezer show and people had popsicles and I couldn't find the popsicle place. I was walking around and I was like, anybody know what the popsicles are? And it was a guy walking around selling them.
Oh, that's cool.
Like a get your peanut.
Like an ice cream guy.
Yeah. And it was so good. And the bottom of it was frozen banana pudding.
Yum.
Oh, wow.
And then they had kettle corn. I never eat kettle corn. What's the difference in kettle and pop? But I had kettle corn and it was awesome. It was like cinnamon kettle corn and then that was dill pickle. Oh, I went off the wagon.
Dang, dude.
It was Weezer.
What a night.
Yeah. It's awesome. Or the better version. I look just like Buddy Holly. I don't have a lot of instances where I just have fun. Maybe 5 times a year. Maybe. That was one of them. I was just crushing it.
Good.
I was just singing.
I'm glad it was like a fun night for you, for sure. Last time you were like that was, well, I'm sure there's been others in between, but that I witnessed it was when Eddie and I were with you at Counting Crows.
Oh, that was a good night.
Yeah.
Fun, fun night.
And I think I was sitting in the same exact spot.
It was so fun.
Boom.
Like, so fun to see you have so much fun.
Yeah, I have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I gotta fix that.
Yes.
There we go. It was good. That was my weekend. We played, the Raging Idiots played in Cheyenne Friday night. I've been in Philadelphia for 3 days, and I would go to Cheyenne, then I go to Weezer.
Did you get rest Saturday morning or anything? That was a rough day. Saturday was a rough day.
The whole week was rough for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I was on the road for four or five days in a row, and so we went to the hotel at 12:30 a.m. and had to get up at 3 a.m. to get to the airport.
We all slept for about 2 hours, max.
And we're not complaining.
No,
I wasn't
going
to say anything about it until you brought it up.
Well, because Saturday was rough for me. Because I got home and the kids were like, all right, let's play. I'm like, oh, great.
But they don't have kids.
Yeah, I know. I thought about that.
Too late.
Bobby Bones. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Now, I did not know this was the case at all whatsoever, but did y'all know that anytime someone returns underwear to Victoria's Secret, do you know what they do with it?
Eat it.
Do they?
No! But they shred it, even if it still has the tags.
Yeah, they should.
They just can't take the chance, you know, that they don't want to risk it. But what? Then why don't they just say no returns?
No, but you can still return it and get your money back. It's just beneficial only to the consumer.
You can't wash and donate.
I don't want somebody's, like pee-pee juice, man.
But these are nice underwear, Bones.
It doesn't matter. Okay. Nice underwear can still give you a disease.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what else?
Well, I found this fascinating mainly because in college I thought of this idea too. Blockbuster teamed up with Enron back in 2000 to create a service that would deliver movies on demand, but it was a huge failure.
So you mean they drive actual VHS tapes?
Yeah, they were on it before Netflix. Like, I kid you not, my college roommate and I, we had just gotten back from Blockbuster. We're putting in a movie and we're like, gosh, if only we had someone that could drive around campus and like you just called them and told them what movie you wanted and they went to Blockbuster, got it for you, and delivered it to you in the mail.
Go ahead, Bones. Tell her.
Well, no, it's not that. It's just that there are a million ideas, but it's not just the idea. It's how to execute it as well.
Mm-hmm. I know, but I just found it that Blockbuster and Enron actually tried it and they executed poorly.
Yeah, Enron executed all things poorly. Yeah,
that's a good company right there.
Yeah. Probably not the best partner.
You know? Blockbuster could have picked someone a little bit.
I mean, speaking of failure, Blockbuster's not even around anymore.
It's true.
So, all right, what else?
Well, yeah, because times changed. Well, so a guy in Missouri has created cowboy boot sandals. So they look just like cowboy boots, but instead, like flip-flop on the toe part, and then cowboy boot up the ankle. And these things are selling like hotcakes. Redneckbootsandals.com.
I bet they're not selling like hotcakes. I don't know what that
even means. No chance.
How fast do hotcakes even sell?
Was
there ever a time where hotcakes were the hot seller?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I see them, but there's no way those are selling. Like hotcakes, whatever that means.
Well, do you see these people wearing them?
It's three people, Amy.
I guess maybe that means three people want hotcakes.
I mean, I could see how some people would find those really fashionable.
Okay.
I mean, not me really, but.
You good?
Uh-huh. I'm Amy, that's my bio.
All right. Bobby Bones. Yeah. And that's a wrap for today. Amy, what's going on with you?
I got a friend in town, so hanging out with her and the kids, and that's about it.
Hmm.
Probably get into some trouble around town.
Oh, yeah. I saw this story online about Amsterdam. I've never been to Amsterdam. It's, you know where it is?
Yes.
Okay, I really don't. I
think it's east.
Yeah, no, it's another country, right?
It's another country.
So, it's how the cops tell people get off the streets at dark because it's turned into mayhem at night.
Whoa, that's scary.
Yeah, and so when it gets nighttime, because Amsterdam, you can do a lot of things there.
Yeah.
Like smoke.
Certain drugs and prostitution.
Oh, really?
That's legal. That's legal too?
Like red light type stuff.
Wow, I didn't
know that.
So
they're like, hey, when the lights go down, as Aldine would say. So when it gets dark, they're like, hey, get off the streets because it's very dangerous.
I did not know that.
I was thinking, as is Amy's neighborhood. This is the rule around where she lives too.
I know.
Because it's mayhem out there.
Yeah, don't walk outside.
It does turn into mayhem.
Do not walk outside.
You never know what to expect.
Yeah, that's that.
Sometimes you see a nice family with a couple strollers, and then the next thing you know, there's a shooting.
Oof. It's like Amsterdam.
I like to keep it diverse.
Well, we're going to go. Thank you very much for hanging.
I think Danielle Bradbury.
No. She's on the show Friday. I think Maddie and Tay are coming to my house, right, tonight to do a Bobbycast for this week.
Oh, so many girls get confused.
No, just
it's working.
Oh, it's work?
They're both on the show.
Oh, it's working. Work. Okay.
Yeah, Danielle Bradbury comes in Friday. Maddie and Tay, whatever. Okay. Thank you. I'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Bobby Bones is on.